Hello and welcome to Walk the Pod, your daily walking show where I take my podcast for a walk because I don't have a dog. My name is Rachel Wheely, a human in the world, recording the 42nd series of Walk the Pod on life, the universe and everything. Today I'd like to take another one of the fundamentals of how to be in the world for our life, the universe and everything series, boundaries and prioritisation. Welcome to Walk the Pod.
Hi Rach, it's Gaynor here and Tati's working away in the other room. Thank you for this week's Walk the Pod on the life, the universe and everything. I really liked the having fun episode I just heard, and I really liked the change your life if you don't like your life episode. So I don't know if you've covered this, but prioritising I think is maybe one of the meanings of life, the universe and everything. I feel very obligated to do all the things, like write all the Christmas cards and go to all the things. And it's very difficult for me. I don't know whether it's my brain, my neuro-spicy brain or neuro-sparkly brain, but I find it really hard to just prioritise. So I think that could be one of the answers. Anyway, there are at least 42 trees, again, that I can see out of the window of SE4, but literally 4 million raindrops. So we will go out for a walk because we're going to sing in a concert, even though we both have colds. Have a wonderful day. Lots of love to everyone. Bye.
Thank you, Gaynor, and thank you particularly for that wonderful concept, a neuro-sparkly brain. That comes from neurodivergent, which has been adopted by the new neurodivergent community as neuro-spicy, but I have not heard neuro-sparkly before, and I like that a lot, so thank you for bringing that to us. I shall call my brain neuro-sparkly from here on in. Boundaries and prioritisation at this point in the year, early December, is particularly important because all the things are happening. Everybody is getting in touch with everybody else to say, let's have a drink before Christmas, as if it were possible to fit in. Everybody feels they should be writing Christmas cards. Everybody knows they must be getting hold of Christmas presents and so on, and going to all the things. But also we need to maintain a bit of energy for everything else. So prioritisation is very, very important, as is boundarying things, I think. Deciding where work stops and the rest of life begins and whether to blur those lines or not. My personal advice would be do not blur those lines at all if you can possibly avoid it. And there are various swathes of stuff I could say about how to do that. But that's another podcast episode for another day, or maybe another series. We could do a series on prioritisation and boundaries. I feel it's a particular interest of mine, but I think it's exceptionally important, so thank you for raising it. And I have been absolutely delighted to be able to include it as one of the 10 pillars of how to be in this series 42 on life, the universe and everything. So hugely grateful to you, Gaynor, for recording that for me. As to what to do about all the things and Christmas cards and so on, I think it's hardest to uphold all of these standards if you've upheld them every year so far. If you drop them all, if you drop every ball and you drop them all to the floor and you let them roll around, you'll be surprised and delighted to find that nobody minds. People might say, oh, I haven't seen you for a while, Gaynor, but that's literally all that will happen. They're not going to go, where's my Christmas card? Nobody is going to cross you off their Christmas card list because they didn't receive one from you. Or maybe if they do, they're delighted to be able to not write one. And maybe they're struggling with writing Christmas cards as well. So maybe we should just all drop the Christmas cards and give each other a break. Who knows? I was talking to Gaynor this week about just making sure that you are friends with people to whom you can say no and don't need to give any further explanation and don't need to explain yourself and don't need to feel guilty about that, because that's one of the things that makes it harder, is if you say no to people and they don't like it, because, you know, we all don't, nobody wants to disappoint people, but at the same time I think the best people will understand that if you need your energy more than you need to pour it into a social event, then you do, and that is more important. So I give everybody permission to say no to something. I might make some walk the pod nope cards, and you can hand those out to your friends. Just say, I'm just taking a nope on this. I can't explain it any further. I'm just not. What can I see directly in front of me? Two Lime bikes is what I can see directly in front of me. One has a bit of graffiti on there, the other one doesn't. One of them's fallen over, the other one is leant elegantly against a wall. I'm surrounded by the university buildings at the moment because I'm having a walk around campus, so I can see red brick, glass, metal, it's all very industrial, and some spiky trees and some spiky shrubs, a squirrel playing in one of the clumps of ivy at the top of a wall, and something called the Rose Centre. And I'm not quite sure what the Rose Centre is, but it's got something to do with the hospital, something to do with the university. Somebody might get in touch with me to let me know. Who knows? I'll be honest with you, Poddies, I'm running a bit short on time today. I'm going to wrap up the episode there, with apologies for a slightly shorter episode today. But I'll be back with a full-length episode tomorrow. Take care of your beautiful mind, yourselves, and each other, and I'll speak to you then.